Jesus Christ is very much alive, and those who have been touched by his resurrection power can't help but rejoice. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done.
My Savior, Redeemer, lifted me from the miry clay. Almighty, forever, I'll never be the same because you came from the everlasting to the world we live, the Father's only Son. You live, you die, you rise again on high, you open the way for the world to live again. Hallelujah.
Jesus came from heaven with one mission, and that was to take upon himself the sins of all mankind, to become our Savior, our substitute, our Redeemer. He loved us so much that he was willing to die in our place and pay the debt of our sins and the sins of all who would be born until the end of time. It's overwhelming to think that God would give his Son as payment for our sin. Overwhelming to think that you and I were the reason for the cross of Calvary and the suffering, the shame, and humiliation of it all. When Jesus died on that cross, he was thinking of you and me.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my
when I think that God is Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
There has never been, nor will there ever be, another story like the story of Jesus. No one was ever born like him. No one ever lived like him. No one ever died like him. And no one ever rose from the dead like him. And no one who has truly met him is ever the same.
From a stable, a lovely light glows within. Is that a baby crying? There's excitement in the wind. Something's happening in Nazareth has lain 3 days.
to experience the saving love of God through Jesus Christ is the greatest moment one could ever have. For when Jesus becomes the Savior and Lord of any person, he washes away their past and gives them the gift of eternal life. He not only saves us, but promises to be with us every step, every hour of every day while on this earthly journey. Our resurrected Savior knows and understands our sorrow and our pain. Praise God that through Jesus we have peace that will endure. And one day our risen Lord will call our name and we will rise and see him face to face. And with the angels we will cry, "Worthy is the Lamb."